أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم لا تحسبوه شرا لكم بل هو خير لكم لكل امرئ منهم ما اكتسب من الإثم والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم. لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين. صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we began the first part of the ayah. We'll just go through that and then we'll continue. That is ayah number 11 of Surah An-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ. Certainly a group from amongst you, a band from amongst you brought the slander, and we discussed it was the slander against our mother Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah says, لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. That you should not feel and you should not think that it is bad for you, rather it is good for you, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now exonerated Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And this has been enshrined in the Qur'an Kareem till the day of Qiyamah. So everyone that recites this Qur'an, they will realize and understand the virtue of Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses because of her. In the next portion of the ayat, Allah says, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ. Every person from amongst them had earned some part of the sin. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the different magnitudes. There were those like the Munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul, that started the scandal, made up the story, and obviously he bore a greater burden insofar as the scandal was concerned. Then there were those, like we discussed, the three Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that had spoken about it. So they had also borne a burden, although to a lesser degree, but definitely there was a burden upon them. And then there were those that remained silent. They did not say anything. So for them also was a burden. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to all three groups that you had borne this burden of sin because of the various deeds you had. Either you created the slander itself, or you spread the news, or you remained silent with regards to it. وَالَّذِي تَوَلَّى كِبْرَهُ مِنْهُمْ لَهُ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And that person had borne the greatest burden from amongst them all. For him is a painful, or rather a great punishment. One punishment was in this world, and obviously the greater punishment will be in the hereafter if there was no tawbah, if there was no repentance in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the general believers, and this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a command that will be right till the day of Qiyamah. لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Why, when you heard it, when you heard the scandal, did the believing men and women not think a fair thought about their own people, about their own selves? That at the time when you heard the scandal, when you heard the talk about our mother, Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, then why at that time there was no good thought in your heart about yourselves? And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drives few messages to all of us, and this is not, as we said, confined to the incident of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha or to that particular time, but they are from time to time. We hear about scandals, we hear about people speak ill about Muslims. What is the duty of a believer at that particular time? If there is no evidence and people start speaking about a person, then it is only befitting of a believing man and a believing woman to think good about that individual. That is in actual fact the expectation of a believer. But more than that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word bi anfusihim khaira, that they should think good about themselves. thinking ill about another human being, about another mu'min, about another believer, is in fact thinking ill about ourselves. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drives the very, very important point home that we are an ummah, and we are as brothers and sisters. We all ascribe to Tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all the ummatis of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we are all the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. It is very, very important for us to understand that if we begin to scandalize about other believers, there is no proof and there is sometimes no need to do so, then obviously we are actually speaking ill about ourselves. We are not only creating disrepute with regards to one single person, but we are creating disrepute to the ummah, and that means that we are creating disrepute about ourselves. We are not disgracing another mu'min or another mu'mina, but we are disgracing ourselves by speaking ill about other believers. On the one hand, we would look at the Shariat of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that as far as our behavior is concerned, we should be behaving appropriately according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be living in a dignified manner. That is the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But when these scandals start, when these rumors start, then it is also befitting for us not to get involved in it. And number two is this, that when we hear about it, our thoughts with regards to every individual should be that we think good about that person. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahimahumullah used to always quote a hadith of our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is worth mentioning at this particular time. He says that on the day of Qiyamah, when a believer comes to the pul sirat, when he comes to that sirat that is thinner than a hair, sharper than a blade, below it is the fire of Jahannam, and if he passes, inshallah, on the other side, he'll get Jannat. At that time, he will be stopped and he will be questioned with regards about his ill and his bad thoughts about other believers. When there is a good thought in our hearts about anyone, then there is no proof. But when there is ill thoughts and bad thoughts, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day will command the malaika to ask us for the proof about the ill thoughts and the bad thoughts about other individuals. So Allah give us the tawfiq that we keep away from ill and bad thoughts about others. وَقَالُوا هَذَا إِفْكُمْ مُبِينَ. And at that time when you heard this incident, then you should have said that this is an open lie, this is an open scandal that has begun, it is a rumor and there is absolutely no basis on it. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah gives us this very important advice as living as an ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.